So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. Okay, so at this time of the year, you know, like it's getting up to February, ladies, I always think to myself, you know that TikTok video that went out, I think it might be in 2019, you know that one? It's Valentine is coming. Hey, where's your boyfriend? You are sitting at home. Lonely, that one. I love that TikTok one. I think I saved. I'm gonna have to try and look through my phone actually. And I know, like, sometimes Valentine's Day can be tough if you ain't got a boyfriend, you ain't married, you ain't got your kids around you, whatever it is, that kind of lonely feeling. But listen, let me remind you, God wants to be the romancer of your soul. You know, like, I don't know, like, never ever before, he wants to be that guy, you know, the one that sweeps you off your feet. And if you don't really have that deepness or that growing deepness of God, because a walk with God is a relationship with God, just like if you had a relationship with your husband, your boyfriend, you learn about them each day. And just like with God, you learn about him each day and you walk closer to him each day, you know. So at this time of the year, like, Valentine is coming, hey, where's your boy? Like, so what I'm saying, I'm going to play it. After I've done this recording, I'm going to actually go and play that video. I think really allowing God to be the romancer of your heart will really help you if you find, like, February, Valentine's, all the red hearts and the teddy bears and all that stuff all over the place. I think that that would help. And I really want to read a poem that I read recently. Like, we had a singles event at my church. If you haven't been coming out, you've got to come out, DM me so you can start coming to them. They're on every month. That night was called The Art of Being Single, and there is an art to it. Do you know what I'm saying? Embrace the time of being single because it's your season. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read you two poems that I read on the night. It was a great night. It was celebrating, you know, the creative arts of singles. Like, you see many people in the Bible who had many different skills, like David, he could dance, he could play harp. You've got Paul who can write, like, all of the New Testament. You got Luke, who's a doctor. So many people are, like, multi-talented skills. You know, you got Daniel, who can interpret dreams. All just loads of people got different skills and stuff. So the night was called The Art of Being Single, right? And it was, sorry, 1 second. And it was about, like, just all the different creative arts that we had from many talented singles, like singing, dancing, acting, hosting, all different stuff. And I did, like, some voiceover spoken word and stuff, and another sister did poetry. And it was just a really great night to celebrate that you are created from a creator. Do you know what I'm saying? And to embrace that, you are created to do even greater things than God. Do you know what I'm saying? So God has created you in a realm of creation so you can go out and go and do something else creative. Do you know what I'm saying? So the night was amazing. You got to check it out online and stuff. But even more so, not just checking out online, go on to DM me so you can come to the next event so I can send you the information, whatever platform you're watching me on or listen to me on, whatever. DM me so you can be in the February event, because every single month this year we're going to have a night to embrace and encourage all the fantastic singles in our church and all over London, UK, Europe, wherever you are. We want you to know that you're valued. You know, you're not just, like, a great person because you've got a ring on, you've got the letters Mrs. in front of your name. You're valued because you're chosen by God, because he loves you so, so much, you know, and he's chosen you to be here for a time such as this. Do you know what I'm saying? So please start coming out onto the monthly singles events that we've got. And it's not about, like, dating and looking for man. If that's your goal, keep your tail at home. If that's your goal to come and look for man, keep your tail at home. Let me just kind of put that in there. But what it is to encourage you to know that you're great as a single. Jesus was a single. One more time for the people at the back. Jesus was single. And look at the amazing stuff that Jesus did as a single. So if Jesus did all that amazing stuff in 3 years, what more so can you do with the life that you've got? Do you know what I'm saying? So I want to read you the poem that I read, and I really just hope that inspires you, lets you feel like so great. It's about like your relationship with God. So let me get it. So I found it on the internet as well. So you can find, I love just reading stuff. You know, obviously my main work is voiceover and speaking coaching. So I love just reading stuff out loud that really helped me connect to God. Like, who is God to me? In this one, I feel it really, really put that clinch in there for me. So it's called Be Satisfied With Me. So everyone longs to give themselves completely to someone, to have a deep soul relationship with another, to be loved thoroughly and exclusively. But to a Christian, God says, nope, not until you're satisfied with being fulfilled and content with being loved by me alone, giving yourself totally and unreservedly to me, with having an intensely personal and unique relationship with me alone. Discovering that only in me is your satisfaction to be found. Then you'll be capable of that perfect human relationship that I have planned for you. You'll never be united to another until you are united with me. Exclusive of anyone or anything else or any other desires or longings. I want you to stop planning, stop wishing, and allow me to give you the most thrilling plan existing. One you cannot imagine. I want you to have the best. Please allow me to bring it to you. Just keep watching me, expecting the greatest things. Keep experiencing the satisfaction that I am. Keep listening. Keep learning the things that I tell you. Just wait. That's all. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't look around at other things that others have got or that I've given them. Don't look around at things you think you want. Just keep looking off and away up at me, or you'll miss what I want to show you. And then when you're ready, I'll surprise you with a love far more wonderful than you could dream of. You see, until you're ready and until the one I have for you is ready, I'm working even at this very moment to have both of you ready at the same time. Until you're both satisfied exclusively with me and the life I've prepared for you, you won't be able to experience the love that exemplifies your relationship with me. And this is perfect love. And dear one, I want you to have this most wonderful love. I want you to see in the flesh a picture of your relationship with me and to enjoy materially and concretely the everlasting union of beauty, perfection and love that I offer you with myself. Know that I love you utterly, for I am God. Believe it and be satisfied. I love this poem. Oh my goodness, when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta read this one. I just love all of the lines in it. I just feel like it's God's love letter. Obviously, the Bible is God's love letter to me, but this is like a little mini screenshot love letter from God to me, I must 100% say. And I just love it. Talks about, it's so real, because you know, women, let's be real here. Let's lean into the camera or your headphones right about now. Everyone longs for that loving, deep relationship, whether it's your boyfriend, your husband, whatever it is. You know, you want a best friend at school. You want it. We're created to love, you know, love God, love others, love the lost. It's not weird that you have this yearning to love someone, to be in love. It's not weird. It's natural. God gave you that, yeah? But what the thing is, what's different, which really helped me to understand, just even with this poem, and I really feel it's God talking to me kind of thing, is that God is very clear. He's like, not until you're satisfied with being fulfilled and content with being loved by me alone, by God alone, you know, and just giving yourself totally unreservedly to God. So that's not like saying, oh, I'll just do my quiet time in the morning, tick box, tick box. I'll go and invite a few people to church, tick box, tick box. It's like doing your due because you love God. Like, you know, if you had like a fun, you know, you do have a fantastic boyfriend, his name is Jesus. But you know, if you had like this, like, you know, in the world, I used to think fantastic boyfriend was like, yes, like 6'3", driving a big car, big money, you know, all of that type of stuff. He was buying you loads of stuff, and if he's, you know, taking you out on like all these fancy restaurants, you'd think, oh my gosh, you'd be chatting to your friend, say, oh my gosh, my boyfriend's so nice. He buys me all these lovely clothes. We go out for eating all the time. We go to these fantastic holidays. You'd be talking about it because you'd be so filled up with this love. And that's the same way God wants to fill you up with his spiritual love. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not a G-Wagon or I don't know. I can't even remember the fancy Mercedes-Benz and all these fancy cars and holidays off to Dubai. I do want to go Dubai though, but you know what I'm saying? Put that on the side note. Okay, so God wants to fill you up spiritually with his love from the inside. And I just really love how the poet in this one really talks about it. Like, you can't be in love with someone else unless, first of all, you're in love with God. Like an indescribable love. Do you know what I'm saying? And then once you love God with your whole heart, then he'll give you, if the person's ready, then he'll give you that person who's the perfect human relationship and is who God has planned for you. And ladies, remember, it might not be who you think. It might not be on your list, you know? Might not be. And with lists and that, I think take time with them. Because you can have your long list of all these different stuff that you want your husband to be. And God's got another list that he knows who he's going to be. Do you know what I'm saying? So be humble, take advice and stuff like that. Be open. And I love the poem goes on to say, I want you to stop planning, stop wishing, allow me to give you know, the thrilling and the best. Because you, my love, my love, my love, you deserve the best. And sometimes your own mind doesn't think of what's best for you. Sometimes your own mind can be your worst critic, can tell you, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you messed up again. You did it again. You did it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes your own mind is your own worst enemy. But God wants to remind you, my love, my love, my love. He has the perfect, if it's in his plan for you to, you know, have boyfriend, get married, all that stuff, God will make it happen. He knows what he's doing. You don't know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the who don't know what they're doing. Can't even see like what's around the corner. We can't. So I just love this poem. It just says keep listening, keep learning. So that means keep going. Have patience. Keep working for God. God has heard your prayers. He's not like immune to it, like, ah, her again. This girl again. She's always praying about this and no. Keep praying because you know, like your parents, if you like, you know, I'm not saying you should, but you know, like when you're growing up, you'll say, prayer, I want a Barbie doll, whatever. You keep on saying the same thing. Eventually, one Christmas, the Barbie doll's gonna pop up, yeah, because you keep on going on about it. And I love in the poem says, don't be anxious, don't worry, and stuff like that. Just don't be anxious about will I ever date? Will I ever get married? God knows your prayers. Keep delighting in the Lord. Let me bust this scripture on you. Keep delighting in the Lord. That's all I can say. And just keep delighting in the Lord. That's all I wanna. Actually, I wanna do Psalm 25. So I just wanna tell you, just keep trusting in God that He's heard your prayers and keep being a great woman of God. You know, Psalm 25:1 says, in you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. If you've prayed about it, God's heard you and he's going to be working. But you, lady, you and me and you got to stay on faith street. You can't just be like, oh, well, I've been waiting a year, been waiting 2 years, been waiting for how many years been waiting for God to deliver and answer your prayers. Not just talking about boyfriend, I'm talking about job, health, family, people, all them stuff. You can't be praying for something and you're standing on faith street, then you wait 1, 2, 3, 4 years, nothing came happening, then you just move and gone, I don't believe in God street no more, I've got doubt avenue. It doesn't work like that. If you've prayed on faith street, stay on faith street, because that is where the package is going to be delivered. You know how it goes. You order something from Amazon. If you're not home, they're not going to deliver it to you to another redirect. They say, they put a postcard and say, no one home, no safety box to drop. And you don't get the parcel. You have to go to some delivery office somewhere far, far, far and go and pick it up. Do you know what I'm saying? So, in the same way, even like your prayers, you pray from faith street. Stand in faith. Do you know what I'm saying? Stand in faith. Sorry, this fly. Stand in faith, right? That God is going to answer your prayers and stay on faith street. Don't just think like, oh, nothing ain't happening here. Nothing on the happening here. I'm trying to get this new job, trying to get this new house, trying to get this new house. All the different try. God is asking you to have a bit more patience and stay on faith street. Do not go off on doubt avenue. Do not go off on I don't believe in God no more high street. Stay on faith avenue because that's where the package is going to be delivered or the answer to your prayers, okay? I remember hearing that kind of explanation on. I was listening to Steve Harvey the other day. That's what I kind of heard, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna share that with my chickas on the podcast. Okay, So that's like one of this is my favorite poem just this year. If you want a copy, then obviously you know what to do. DM me on whatever platform you're listening or watching, and I'll send it over to you. Then the next poem I want to read is I read two poems on that. It was a really great night. I wish you could be there if you weren't there. If not, come to the next one. The next one I'm going to read, for those of you just listening on audio, I'm swinging my drink right now. Okay, so the next poem I want to read is called "Thank God You Are Single." Now, I took this off the internet. The first one was an unknown author. This one, the author's unknown, but I got it from a website called Wish Messages. Anyway, here we go. Listen to this one. Okay. Thank God you are single. Thank God you are single. Instead of being in the wrong relationship, thank God you are alone. Instead of having mismatched companionship, thank God you are by yourself. Instead of being stuck with the wrong guy, thank God you have given singlehood a try. Now, being single is not the same as being lonely. Singlehood is totally fun and awesome. There's no need to be depressed and sad. It's way better than being stuck in a relationship that's bad. Now, singlehood is your chance to be busy in your job, climbing that career ladder, smashing the glass ceiling, getting promoted, starting that business, walking by faith and not by sight, and finally closing million-dollar deals this year. In addition to getting the money, taking the bag, the most precious thing that you can do this year is surging ahead and progressing like never before in your ministry walk with God. People think you started a new fashion trend called wet sleeves because you baptize every day like the crew in the book of Acts. Now, my love, sit down, think, assess. Where do you need to grow? What do you really need to change this year? You are single in this season for a reason, my dear, and it's your time to go and glow like you've never done before. And that's the end of the poem. I love it. I love it. I love poetry. You know, it's my thing. I just love, obviously, I love doing voiceover. I love reading out loud. I love bringing words to life. But let me tell you, in this poem, this second one, like, you know, be thank God you're single. If you're single right now, thank God. Do you know what I'm saying? If you have boyfriend, you're still single because you're not married. So thank God. Do you know what I'm saying? You're alive right now. You're watching this video. Thank God. When you move from this space of gratefulness, it does magical things for the chemicals in your brain, for your heart feeling. Don't come from that misery. I don't have boyfriend. I don't have husband. I don't have children. Who is going to give you any? Nobody wants to. No man, no child is going to go with no woman who's miserable. No, it doesn't work like that. When you see people's faces down and down, who's going to want to talk to them? Nobody. Nobody. So make sure you're enjoying your life. Enjoy it. My mum used to say, once you get married and have a picnic, then you're finished. Finished. You can't do anything you want to do. You can't walk street, run here. You've got to take all your kids with you. It's different. It's different. It's different. So listen, listen. Enjoy your single life. Enjoy it. Enjoy getting up when you want. Enjoy going Saturday. I love going Saturday morning walks, long walks and stuff with God for the romance. Enjoy it. Enjoy just doing your own thing. You don't have to ask nobody anything. You don't have to check bills of anything. You don't have to make plan. Ask this, you know, all of that type of stuff. Enjoy it because this season, it might end tomorrow. You might go and get married, go and have kids, and you're like, wow, I should have did really gone that girl holiday. I should have gone to this place. I should have gone to that job. All of the woulda, coulda, shouldas would have finished on you. So listen, take my advice. Take my mum's advice here. Enjoy your life, enjoy your singleness, because once you get married, done, finish. I'm not saying your life is finished. I'm saying this thing about like you're going to enter a new chapter of your life, and I'm sure, sorry, those on the audio, I just had to just but and I'm sure those when you get into that chapter, it's amazing. I know there's gonna be hard stuff too. But enjoy being single. Enjoy picking up and going and buy clothes. You don't have to ask anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy that. Enjoy that. God's putting this season for a reason to grow, to mature, to learn about yourself, to learn about God. Just you and Him. And you can be selfish with your time. You don't have to worry. You're mouthing the baby and all these things, trying to do quiet time, you can get yourself ready, look all like a hot mama that you know you are for your Lord, looking good for God, and you don't have to have all these extra worries. So enjoy it, yeah? And particularly this month, I know you might feel like a pressure because loads of red flowers and teddy bear and on the ground and all these different type of things. Don't worry about it. Just focus in on your relationship with God. Make sure that is strong. Bring the romance. I'm going to do another episode right about, you know, making your date with God, like, you know, je ne sais quoi, like something unimaginable. Do you know what I'm saying? Just make it great. You should see some of my story posts as well. Just making your dates with God. You know, like a proper, you know, like when you get dressed up here and you go to those nice dates. You know, dinners and all these type of things, you know, fancy ones, you're sitting down, you've got your high heel shoes on that are brocking your feet, those, yeah, make your times with God that level. You want to, then don't be doing your times with God, your dates with God, with, you don't wash your face, you ain't done your teeth, you know what I'm saying, like, get it together, girl, get it together. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in another episode, but today, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today, because I know, like, I remember before I got, I actually had a true relationship with God, before I like really studied out the Bible and learned out what a true Christian is, I used to feel such a pressure at February, like, oh my gosh, if I don't have no man, oh my gosh, you feel like this pressure, like you're the only, oh my gosh, you're the only one. It's not true. God is your only one. So let me just encourage you with that. Like, February is the month of love. Yes, the month of love for you and your main first ever love, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope today you felt encouraged. You've loved these poems. If you want to get in touch, please. You know what to do. Whatever platform you're watching me on or you're listening to me on, please just DM me. You want a copy of the poem? That's cool. No problem. But what I'd really love for you to do is let us sit down and go through God's love letter for you so you can find out how much, my dear, how much God loves you. How much he yearns for this closeness with you. How much he wants to be on your mind all day, all night, you know? So let's go through God's love letter. Let's do a Bible study. Let me know. DM me this week so we can sit down anytime, anywhere, wherever. We can go through God's love letter and find out, what does God truly want you to do this year? How God truly loves you and how God wants you to love him. Okay, so I am going to see you in the next episode. If you've got any questions, let me know. If there's a topic that you want me to talk about, let me know by DM me or commenting if you've seen this on a post, etc. So I can try get up in a future episode. All right, I'm going to love you ladies. Till later. I'll see you soon. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.